God bless you. Welcome you all to the Sunday School, to the presence of the Lord. I also want to acknowledge our brethren in Dublin this morning. God bless you richly. Amen. I hope it's all clear and they can hear us clearly. Amen. Okay, they say it's fine. God bless you all, the saints in Dublin. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. So as Eze put up the Sunday School for us swiftly, amen. Let us bow down our heads and pray. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful and so grateful to thee. Lord, we have come to, Lord, acknowledge, Lord, that resurrection morning. Lord, when they went to the grave to look for a body, the Lord, the angel said, he is not here, for he is risen. Father, we know that that risen Christ is risen in the heart of every believer. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for that which happened thousands of years ago. We are still beneficiaries of it. Father, for Peter said, the promise is unto you, and even them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And Lord, you are still calling, and we are still hearing, and we are still answering. And so many still responding, even as we are preparing for that great rapture time. Lord Jesus, we pray and commit now this Sunday School into your hands for a great blessing. Father, we pray your blessings upon, Lord, those also in Dublin. We remember also Brother Andrew Marius, who is in Hungary, Lord, and blessing the saints of God over there in Hungary, Lord. May you bless him and bless the ministry out there also. We thank you, Father, for we pray and ask it all in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. It's a simple Sunday School. If you can see it there on the board, I've just put one word so that we remember. The word is diligence. Just one word, diligence. So the Sunday School is about diligence. And we want to connect with the young ones so you will also be able to catch it and enjoy it. Praise the Lord. Diligence, praise the Lord. It's an English word, but we want to see what does it have to do with us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Diligence. Hallelujah. So we have a drawing of a child mopping the floor. Just cleaning the floor. Mommy has asked her perhaps to clean the floor. And she's cleaning the floor. It's just an illustration. But I want you to notice that there's a smile on her face. There's not a tantrum. She's not unhappy. She's happy. So diligence, it has something to do with that. To be happy, to do it well, to do it cheerfully. God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. When you come to church, you know, there needs to be diligence. Praise the, anything you do for the Lord, remember that word, diligence. Praise the Lord. Do it with all of your heart. Praise the Lord. Even in worship, he loves a cheerful giver. Amen. That's why God loved David. He could do everything diligently. Amen. If he comes to worship, he worships diligently. If it comes to writing, he will write his psalms diligently. If it comes to my chopping up Goliath's head, he will chop it diligently. Amen. I mean every bit of that. Praise the Lord. So let's look at a few things. Diligence. This is just an illustration, and it shows so many things about the word diligence, growing, great, and so forth. This word diligence, it's a great word. Amen. It means a lot. If you can catch it, praise the Lord, it will help you a lot in your Christian life. Amen. Now, on business realm, if you're a business person, they say somebody has nodded at the back, there's something called due diligence. Due diligence. If you do due diligence, you're dealing with somebody, with business, with a proposal, you will not be, that's what they call scam. They will not scam you. They will not take your money. If you check things properly, amen. If you hear a certain thing, you do it diligently. You do due diligence. It's in business realm. Somebody says, I'm this, you want to enter into a business contract, you check that person out. He may not be what he says he is. Praise the Lord. You check, make sure all the results are there. Praise the Lord. You don't just take it on face value. That is called due diligence. But let us go back to diligence. Praise the Lord. Diligence. I love the word. Amen. So let's look at a few things. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, this is just an illustration. Diligence. Constant in effort to accomplish something. Amen. Attentive and persistent in doing anything. Amen. God makes you a promise. You want to achieve something. You don't give up. Praise the Lord. You stay there until you get it. God likes that. God likes people who bother him. Amen. You may be surprised. God likes people who bother him. If you just come, oh Lord, please do this for me. He doesn't mean you walk away. No, no, no. God might say no, and you stay there.
Amen.
Amen. You stay there. God, I'm not. You stay there. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus gave the parable, the importunate judge, and the woman stayed there. No matter what, she stayed there. Right. Till the man said, she's wearing me. And God said, do the same thing. Amen. So, you know, be persistent. Be constant in effort. Don't try and walk away. Praise the Lord. Okay. Let's keep going. Diligent. Another definition, hard work in the face of challenge. Amen. Everything you go through, there will be challenge. Praise the Lord. There will be
challenge.
Tell your neighbor, there will be challenge. There will be challenge. Praise the Lord. We don't like challenge, but there will be challenge. Praise the Lord. The way God has structured things is that there will always be challenge. Amen. One time God told them, go and take the land. I've given you the land. The land is your land. And the children of Israel marched. They said, land. They got there. They got to the border. Moses said, go and spy the land. And they went there and came back. They said, there's a challenge. There are giants in the land. When this land was described in Egypt, nobody told us that there are giants in the land. They didn't tell us the cities are walled. They didn't tell us the men are we are small. Praise the Lord. Amen. So there will be challenges. You got to face challenges. Maybe you're not. Maybe you've been babied and pampered and so forth. In this race, in the battle for the rapture, there are challenges. There are demons on the way to hinder. So there's a battle. Be ready. Brother said the coming of the Lord is a battle. Amen. Okay, so diligence. Let's look at this. Committing to doing tasks with excellence and persevering with determination and patience to complete the task in spite of difficulties and discouragement. I like that definition. Amen. Do you understand that?
Amen.
Do you understand discouragement?
Yeah,
sometimes even the person who is supposed to encourage you will discourage you. It's true. Amen. Like Elijah will tell Elisha, stay here, tarry here. God called me, didn't call you, now don't come with me. And he said, brother, as long as I see you, I'm going with you. Amen. He started to discourage him. He did everything. Even God will try to discourage you. That's a shock, eh? Yes. God will try to discourage you to see if you mean business. Amen. You want something from him, he will try to discourage you. But God wants, in the face of that discouragement, you still keep going. God likes it. Amen. So let's keep going. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope you're picking something there. Sometimes we, like I said, we are asked to do things, mommy, daddy, home, and so forth. You know what the scripture teaches us? Do you know, young ones, what Jesus says? If somebody asks you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles.
Amen.
Is that correct? Have you ever read it in the Bible? If somebody asks you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. If somebody slaps you this way, don't sort him out. You know, turn the other cheek. If somebody, there are many scriptures like, it's true. Praise the Lord. God expects us to, there's something, there's a character that goes with this. This our belief and this our message. Now let's turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 24. Genesis chapter 24. Amen. From verse 13. Diligence. Diligence. Genesis 24 from verse 13. Amen. This is a serious scripture. Praise the Lord. And we look at that. Now, the background of this story, which I'm sure you all know, is Abraham had a son. What was the son of Abraham, his son in his old age? Yes? Isaac. Let's clap for her.
Amen.
I'm on the ball. Isaac. So when Isaac grew and became a young man, he needs to get married. Abraham was burdened. He wanted to make sure Isaac married the right kind of wife. Praise the Lord. So he called his servant Eliezer, who was like his son. He said, now I want you to go back to my kindred and get a wife for Isaac. It was a tough job. Amen. It was a tough job. Because Eliezer says, supposing this girl will not come with me. It's strange. I mean, how? How do I? He said, look, why don't we just do it around here? He said, no, don't you. Abraham said, swear. Now, hold my tie and swear that you will not take from these people. Go back to my kindred. And so when he went there, he was troubled. He was really, how do I get this job done? Amen. There was no cutting of corner, but he was diligent. Now, let's look at it, verse 13. Behold, he's now praying to God about this matter. I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of men of the city come out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. It's a good prayer. Amen. And it came to pass, before he done finish speaking, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. She went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. Amen. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. Amen. Are you reading with me?
Amen.
Can I drink some water from your pitcher? A stranger, a strange man from another place. She didn't say, hey, go away. Have you had your bath? Where are you from? Maybe the other girls are out there looking and thinking, what's going on here? Eh? Watch now. This is a prayer. She said, drink, my Lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. Amen. And she hasted. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. How many appreciate Rebecca? She hasted. She didn't really grumble. She hasted. She's doing it quickly. When a camel crosses a desert, it is very thirsty. Praise the Lord. The camel has not drunk water. Camels drink and drink till they have extra. Praise the Lord. Okay. She hasted, emptied a pitcher in the trough, which is what you're seeing there. She ran again onto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. Amen. Hallelujah. And the man wondering at her held his peace. Praise the Lord. He was looking for character. And she displayed character. Praise the Lord. And he held his peace. Oh, sister, you've done enough. I see you really mean business. You're a good girl now. Okay, that's enough. No, he held his peace. Praise the Lord. And she's putting one, the camels are, as she's going, the camels are just taking up all the, he's holding his peace. Right, say that types us, you know. The same camel she watered was the one that took her to Isaac. The same message, the character we are displaying takes us in the rapture. Amen. Amen. God told Abraham, go get my bride. Watch that now. Amen. Okay, so let's look at that very carefully, because diligence was expressed by this servant. He wanted to make sure he got the right one. Praise the Lord. Be the right one. Praise the Lord. If you're a sister, be the right bride. If you're a brother, be the right bride for Christ. Either way, be the right one. Amen. Get this character that Rebecca had. Make sure we have the character of the word. I hope you're with me. Amen. I know sometimes it's a bit of a, but it's important. Praise the Lord. Now, look at verse 22 here. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a half a shekel weight and threw bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold. Praise the Lord. You see, she got her reward after the service. Sometimes we want the reward before the service, but the reward came after. She didn't even know that the man was going to give her anything. Much more gold and all, and the husband, brother, there was a lot at stake. Praise the Lord. These are important things. You see, the things we are looking for are big, the rapture, to be Mrs. Jesus Christ. They are big things. But what leads us to that are simple things. Sometimes it's the little simple things we leave undone. Amen. Let's come back to those simple things. They are very important because they brought big results scripturally. Now, diligence has everything to do with character. Amen. Now, this is a serious, an illustration, but a serious story in the scripture. Now, let's look at the scripture that pertains to that. The Lord was speaking. Abraham uses scripture in the message, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, the Lord speaking here, Luke 15, verse 8. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she found it, she called her friends and her neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I have lost. Amen. Amen. Now we need to understand this in the context of what it really means. But remember, she sought for it diligently. She did not look and, oh dear, well, when it comes, I'll explain. No, she sought for it. No giving up until, praise the Lord. Now let's follow an illustration. Now, Abraham explained to us that the silver was her wedding band, and each one on her head meant a virtue, a certain virtue. So there's an illustration. Let's say that's the woman. It's an illustration. She's lost one. Amen. And then she starts to look for it. Are you following?
Yes.
Everybody following? Amen. Now, what's she doing now? What is she doing? She's looking for it. She's got a broom and she said, sweeping. Praise the Lord. She's looking for it. Okay. She's looked at this pot. Is it there? She's looking for it. Okay. Mice, night. What did Jesus Christ? She lights a candle. Praise the Lord. Amen. What's she doing? What's she doing? Praise her. She lit a candle. Where is she lighting a candle? She's looking for it. You see, it's a trap question. It's not. It's still the same thing. She's looking for it. Amen. Okay, so she's looking everywhere. Okay. What's she doing? She's looking for it. Thank you. Let's clap for him. Don't be too clever now. Just be simple. Be a child. Amen. She's looking for it. She's looking for it. What is she looking for? Yes, please. The piece of silver. Let's clap for him. She's looking for the piece of silver. Praise the Lord. So she's looking. She's looking everywhere. She looked in the day. She looked in the night. Amen. She's looking for it. Okay. Praise the Lord. She's still looking for it.
Yes.
Amen. She's still looking for it. Praise the Lord. It could be on top. It could be under. It could be behind the pot. But she's looking for it. Why did Jesus Christ say, diligently? That's the point. No excuse. We got to find it. Praise the Lord. She's got to find it. Okay. Now listen. Second coming of the Lord. Listen closely. If there ever was a time, says Malachi 4, says our prophet, he's preaching about the second coming of Jesus Christ. He's preaching in Jeffersonville. He's preaching in 1956. He's telling the church, if there ever was a time that the church ought to take inventory to find out if you've got all the coins, it should be now. Because each coin meant a virtue. It should be now. Brother said, it's getting dark. Oh, the very hounds and clouds of destroying civilization is hanging over the earth. Sin and the bulk on every hand. My, there's problem everywhere. Russia, North Korea, China, the whole world. It's time to make sure. Praise the Lord. We are living in a tremendous time when there is wickedness. The people who go to church just for a sham. People who go to church to try to hide from their meanness. People who go to church and profess Christianity and live like the rest of the world. He's preaching to Abraham Tabernacle. Praise the Lord. Amen. God help us. Amen. Just to hide from their meanness. They don't mean it. Drinking, smoking, gambling. Women immorally dressed. Wearing clothes they oughtn't wear even in their own dressing rooms. Out on the streets before public. Brotherly love is a thing that's passing almost. We have not lost one coin, but we have lost practically every one of them. She was looking for one coin. Now, our prophet said we have lost practically every one of them. He's serious, isn't he? Praise the Lord. And it's getting dark. It was getting dark. And remember this, her husband will return. Who is her husband? Okay, who is her husband? Jesus Christ. Let's start for operation. Our husband is Jesus Christ. He's returning. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's something he's looking for when it comes. The coin's got to be there. If he found her with one of those coins out, it showed she'd been marked a harlot. Praise the Lord. And look, the church is lulling. The church has no conscience no more. You can hardly wake them up. The Bible said they will come in that condition when they say, "Lo, our Lord delays his coming." That time has come. You talk to people, they don't care. The church has lost her conscience. The program was a prophet. He saw today. He saw prophetic. Prophet is to see before it happens. And they'll be devouring and biting one another and so forth, fighting around. It's exactly that hour. Everything is ready. The pages is turned. It was like that and it's ready. The coming of the Lord. Diligence. What happens here? What has happened? We can help. Yes, please. She found the coin. Let's clap for our young brother. She found the coin. And look at her countenance.
Hallelujah.
Look at her happiness. Praise the Lord. She found the coin. Praise the Lord. I don't need to explain. I don't need to do. I found the coin. Praise the Lord. She found the coin. My, from here to there. Praise the Lord. She found all the coins are there now. Praise the Lord. Each one is there. Her friends, they're all happy. Okay. Let's have a look here. Praise the Lord. Amen. He continues. Now, she had a house cleaning time, says Malachi 4. She scrubbed the floors. She swept the walls. She took down the cobwebs. She kept on until she found what she lost. And when she did, she called her little sister churches to come now.
Amen.
Amen. Listen now. I don't care if you're Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, Presbyterian. Come, let us rejoice together. Hallelujah. When that time comes, when the church finds its brotherly love, when the church finds its holy decency. Did you catch that? Sometimes we don't have common decency. The promise of the holy decency. Praise the Lord. Okay, that's for preaching. But sometimes we don't have common decency. When the church finds its holy decency, when the church finds its place in Christ, it will call the other members of the body, come rejoice with us. God wants the church to love him. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let's finish by reading this scripture. Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, 2 Peter chapter 1, from verse 5. 2 Peter chapter 1, from verse 5. Who finds it? 2 Peter 1, from verse 5. Whoever finds it, please.
Amen.
Yes. Who finds it? Okay, uh-huh. Please, somebody help me to give that to Brother Ezra. God bless you. If you read from verse 5 to 7, then somebody else will read more.
And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity.
Amen. Did you hear the first part? Beside this, giving all diligence. Okay, who can read from verse 8 to 10, please? 8 to 10. Okay, if you can transfer to the young man, please. 8 to 10.
For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he lacketh these things, is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
Okay. If you do these things, thank you. If you do these things, if they are in you and abound, you will not be barren. But he that lack these things, praise the Lord. Now, verse 10, listen to verse 10. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give, please, can you say it loud for me? Give
diligence.
You see, give diligence. Amen. Give diligence. Praise the Lord. Remember the Sunday school, diligence. Give diligence. Therefore, to make your calling and election sure. And predestinated, I don't care what you say. Give diligence. Make it sure. Amen. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 12. Somebody read verse 12 for us. Verse 12. Please. Yes, please. Verse 12.
Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth.
Hallelujah. Another word has come in here, and that word is the word negligence. Praise the Lord. Diligence, negligent. Now, Peter is saying we should be diligent. Is that correct? He said we should be diligent. But then Peter is saying he will not be negligent. In other words, although we know these things, oh, we know the quotes, oh, bro, I've heard it before, oh, bro, we know it, hey, bro. But he said, I myself will not be negligent. I have to put it to your remembrance. If I don't remind you, then I'm being negligent. Praise the Lord. Amen. So these are important concepts. Be diligent, don't be negligent. Amen. Why? Because we need these things to be in us and abound. We need all the coins. We need to make sure we are ready for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you love him? Look at it. We're finishing. Amen. We struck our time. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. If you do these things, you shall never fall. In fact, that 2 Peter verse 1, from 1 to 12, Peter used the word diligent at least twice and used the word negligent once. Praise the Lord. Therefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things. So no matter how many times the church brings it back, it's important for you. It's important for me. Amen. Though you know them, but be established and be established in the present truth. Let's clap to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are so thankful to thee. Lord, we have heard, Father, we know it's not what we hear, but it's what we do about what we hear. Lord, we don't want to be dull hearers. We want to go out and be diligent to make it done. Father, we've seen, Lord, from Rebecca to the lady to different ones and how they sought diligently, how we are also asked to be diligent. Father, we pray that you help us, oh God, to exercise these things, for it will only profit us if we put it into use. Father, we pray and commit now the Sunday school, the song service into your hands for a great blessing. Anoint your son, Lord, as he takes that song service. And Father, bless those also in Dublin as they join us. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank Pastor for the Sunday school.